We talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
Our metadata is our intellectual property, because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it?
However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
You're saying more and more people show higher and higher positive or harmonics.
Well, before, prior to COVID, it was only people who were symptomatic that were coming up positive for semiconductors.
And you have all these countless videos I've seen of that.
Correct.
So you'd have like 10 people in and like only a few people, but now it's like everywhere.
Correct.
Left TMJ.
Are you finding anybody doesn't have it?
I have not since the pandemic, I have not found.
Is that shedding from it or?
Well,
there's a lot of us that are aware of what's going on. I am much better at running from a fight than fighting a fight. And if there was anywhere I could take my beautiful family and go, due to the fact of no options, I'm going right into the middle of the front line.
You know, being humble, being restrained, knowing when to use your strength and what to use it for. I mean, that's again why we will win, as God told us we will defeat evil.
Our Heavenly Father, in this great quest, this mission to free humanity and to fight against Satan, me. Pray for your provision. You lead God into darkness. We ask that you push the evil out of us and bless us and you put us in your full armor.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
So this is part two of the deep dive on the war for our minds, the information war. And this is deeper than anybody goes. This is just the surface. But in part two, we got a little over an hour here. I want Jesse Beltran to lead us through this. With our other guests here, Mr. Hayes and Mr. Zoll, obviously Mr. Jones, on different facets of this and what the end game is and how they're incrementally changing our minds and how we think and ways to be aware of that and be conscious of that. And I would also ask, once somebody's kind of under these systems, is there a way to get them out of it? Jesse Beltran.
Well, you know, in part one, we talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind. We talked about predictive programming, which Joe Rogan was doing the interview on Chase, and talked about how easily that's done. And then we talked about going to now what happens when your brain is rewired. And it's very easy to do. And the issue with this is, what they disclose in the next video clip we're going to show is how easily it's done. And then when it is done, you will not even be able to tell that the thoughts aren't your own. You're going to believe they are your own. And this is the aspect when we talked about the technology in previous reports on how in the New World Vistas report, they disclosed why they were doing this RF technology, how the objective was to affect an adversary either negatively or positively.
And by the way, this isn't fiction. They just admitted this in the congressional hearings a few weeks ago.
Correct. And in that report on page 89 called Biological Systems, if you read through that, and that was New World Vistas, that was released on November of 1994, it says, not only were they able to affect an adversary through RF frequencies, they were also able to erase memory sets and imprint memory sets. And this is what this next video discloses and what they're inferencing and what they're addressing. The fact is, I can do this with my voice. My voice is a frequency. Your voice is a frequency. And we all affect people in different ways with our frequency. But now imagine this invisible frequency that's coming in and able to reprogram your memory sets.
Remember that Pentagon report? There are no firewalls in the mind.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Hey.
ladies and gentlemen, Big Lee has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
When you use these techniques, it is virtually impossible to stop it because it's covert. You don't know it's being
done. Well, coming up, though, if you find out this happened to somebody, is there a way to get them out of it?
If you have a high suspicion or you're 100% sure that this was due to this type of programming, yes, it is reversible. Dr. Nick Begich is a famous one. I think he's been on your show.
Yeah, his dad was a congressman they killed. His brother, a senator. He did deep researcher, one of the best brains.
Yeah, and he's a deprogrammer, and I've had clients that have gone to him in order to be deprogrammed who were victims of this. This was a mother-daughter couple, and he was very effective with them, and they were virtually brought back to normal. The daughter, for sure. Mom still had some issues, but it can be done, to answer your question. And so this is where society needs to really open their eyes, and this is why we're saying, wake your butts up, because our children of the future, their cognitive liberties are going to be non-existent.
This would be like telling Native Americans in 1600, hey, you've seen Columbus and a few others show up. A bunch more are going to show up. You better learn how to build guns and have factories to fight back. If they would have, they'd have won. But they didn't know. We're like telling people what's just arrived. It's like, this is like aliens showed up.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. And just imagine, you know, the rights of parents are being whittled away. The right to how you teach your child.
Like 30-something states have passed laws where 12- and 13-year-olds, the parents don't have access to their medical file.
Well, 100%. Like, it's really important how you raise your kids. You raise them up in the way they go. They're going to be, you know, healthy. They're going to be smart. They're going to be good and not evil. You know, what Jesse's talking about, there's so many parallels to this. I think of, you know, scripture in the book of Matthew about the eyes being the gateway to the soul. And this is the thing. That's why they target us with the propaganda on the television. They target us with the propaganda in person. Because if they get it in your freaking brain, this, you know, your eyes, it's hardwired to your brain. You can't unsee the things that you're exposed to.
And what you are facing with your children, just think about that. If they're whittling away the rights of your children, what happens when they come to a point in the future where they program your children to not who the hell you are?
Hmm.
Okay? That,
well, they already got them where most people don't visit their parents.
Yeah, yeah, I'm being extreme. Yeah. Okay.
No, I think we're already here. Yeah. They've already got it where they take your kid away and cut their dick off.
That, there's all kinds of issues going on right now.
There's been cult examples of this. Sozo prayers. About 10 years ago, there were examples of people that came in and they would tell children, hey, your parents abused you. Your parents hurt you. And
that's what the trans movement does.
100%. And it's been used throughout history. This effectively disconnected those kids from their parents, gave them false memories, and they believed it. They had to go through counseling to unlearn the things they'd been lied about.
Yeah. False memories are a real thing. That's why in certain states, let's use hypnosis. If regressional therapies are, once you've hypnotize a person, they can no longer testify for themselves in a court of law in the state of California.
So obviously you can hypnotize people and get real suppressed memories, but you can also create false ones under them.
Correct.
Do you know why the CIA had a lot of psychiatrists and stuff working for them to do that?
Yeah, fortunately in my state, the state of Nevada, regression therapy is admissible in a court of law. So if
how do you know the regression is real or false?
There are some ways to test for that. When I do regression therapy, I do not plant seeds. I do not. I'm very careful.
You just get it raw.
On the words that I use, all I do is get them into that state, regress them to that time point. Tell me what you see. Dang, what are you experiencing? You have to be very, very careful on how you do that. Because if you say, is it daytime or nighttime? That's an issue. Because you can create a false memory that it's daytime.
You're already putting them where you
want
to go.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to be very bland and open-ended. Okay, that's how you get the truth. That's how you get a real experience, a memory that has actually happened. That's how you can tell. But not everyone's a capable hypnotist that's able to do this. And so this is another thing. It's the experience of the person who's regressing.
What makes somebody more suggestible versus, because I know it's a real science, but there's also fakes. There's people that aren't being hypnotized and they're playing along or doing something. I mean, other people that don't know what they're doing or it's imagination. What are the gradients there?
That's a tough question for me because I've never had an issue knowing when someone's in trance, okay? You'll get pupil dilation. You'll get the skin colors will change. You'll get flushing.
Pupils get bigger.
Correct. You'll get idiomotor responses that you can't do consciously. These are all test.
And they don't know that, so you know this stuff. Well, here's an example. People said I said that Ye was on X. I said it was like he was on X. He shows up, acts all weird the night before, shows up right when the show starts, and like 2 hours later he goes, I want a salad now. And he pulls the mask off, and it was pure black. And I said, I don't, but he wasn't sweating. He didn't look like, he wasn't like, especially people on ecstasy and women and stuff. You know, be at the beach, see girls like, and I go, what are you on, Molly? Oh, yeah, you know, I'm never about a drug guy. I can tell what they're on. I've seen them. See somebody's on pot, they're like, hey, man, you know, or drunk. Hey, are you drunk? You can tell what drugs are. You know, somebody's like this, oh, is that coffee? But with him, it was just, I mean, you could barely see the outsides of his irises. It was maybe he was hypnotized before he got there.
So it wasn't the net or the Yahoo or the mask.
No, I mean, I wasn't being mean to him. He took the mask off and was just, I was just like, what the hell? I was like looking at him. It was like pure black eyes, man.
Well, there's a couple of things that come to mind because also, you know, being a paramedic and having a strong medical background, were the pupils dilated because the mask was on? Okay, and you'll get a dilation.
Oh, I guess it's dark.
Because it's dark. So you would want to
test. He pulls them off, we're in a conference room with the lights like this.
Yeah.
And they're still like, and he was like, eh.
Yeah, now if they, well, typically in a normal human, as soon as they're exposed to light, you'll get constriction of the pupil. Now, if they're in an altered state, they're going to stay that way.
Well, what makes your pupils do that? Hypnotize?
Drugs. Hypnotism, or there's an optical issue with the nerves in the eyes. I've seen that where one pupil's dilated, one pupil's constricted. Brain injury can do that. Strokes, they're all kinds
of
mechanisms.
Those are sharp
eyes. Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be interesting if they never constricted after taking that mask off. It's quite possible that there was an altered state that's induced. But
I was trying to put him down. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
People were like, did you ever take a mask off? Yeah. His eyes were like.
So here's another.
So I'm like right above him. I'm like, you can barely see the irises. I was like, damn.
So it wasn't all of the lights.
No, it was like black freaking like, you know.
Yeah. So here's another characteristic when you look at the suggestibility of people. People that have smooth underbags under their eyes. They're more suggestible. He would be one. You're close to it, so you would be another one that would be easily put into an altered state.
What do other bags mean?
Yeah, the bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
If they're completely smooth, that is a characteristic of being someone who's highly suggestible and influenced.
Do we know why?
No, it's just an observation that they've taken the data. In fact, in the video clips that we showed in part one, he talks about that. Yeah.
What is that? We have no idea what that means.
Being suggestible, you're hypnotizable.
No, I know that, but why would it be? I know you don't know. I'm saying it's been registered in the research that
correct.
Yes. And there's no idea why.
They don't know why. All they know is that people with smooth under bags under their eyes are more suggestible.
What does smooth mean?
So I have bags under my eyes, okay? He doesn't. That's a very typical description of someone with smooth under bags under their eyes. they are more suggestible. So Matthew, I already know they could.
He has no bag.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But you know, so at this table, I can
kill the Queen of England.
Yeah.
I'm not being serious. That's no. A naked gun. Yeah. Sure. Like,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but these are just tidbits of information that I always keep.
What are the other things, the physical signs?
As far as physical signs, mostly it's whether or not you are a physical or what we call a physical suggestible or a emotional suggestible. That's really the depiction, because we address it in part one that 30% of the population are physical suggestibles, okay? And those are the ones that are easily hypnotizable. Those are the ones that you'll see up on stage in a fair hypnotist show. And I, when I talked about, you know, they have everyone stand up and they do suggestibility tests. So, and this is what I want to do on our, you know, we have a project we're talking about maybe doing here. But you bring in people and you have them, you're running through some tests. Say, you know, when you put your fingers out, I want you to spread them apart. Imagine them being two strong magnets, and these magnets are becoming stronger and stronger, and they're pulling closer and closer and closer and closer. The people whose fingers go like this, those are the physical suggestibles that you want to bring up on stage. Those are the ones that I would choose almost immediately.
They're taking direction by hearing it again.
Correct.
Well, have you looked at like world leaders like President Trump, for example? Is he highly suggestible? Does he have some of these?
You know, I've never really thought about analyzing, doing an analysis on that. But it would be interesting to take a look at world leaders and just using the IBAG criteria and seeing who might be more influenced than others. But you know, this is something when you're using your verbal frequency, our voices. Now, when you're using RF emissions, that's a completely different ballgame, particularly when you have nanotech in you, the mRNA. That's a completely different ballgame because they've already done studies knowing what type of frequencies they need to send in order to put someone into an altered state and make it.
They moved us up to Kingsville, and they sent a signal out to the cell phone, everybody kills each other. Before the mover came out, I was reading like Baltimore Sun articles about CIA tested in the 90s how to send out waves to make people agitated or sexually excited or angry or sleepy. And they like kind of tell you here and there, and then they admit that they had patented all this, but then when you talk about it, oh, you're a kook. So let's get into how they're able to reprogram the brain.
So basically what they're describing is they're talking about the frequency issues that we're dealing with now, Havana syndrome. Let's call it for what it is. The HI phenomenon.
The big mystery.
Yeah, the big
mystery.
When
obviously it's our own government.
The PSYOP is they want everyone to believe that there are these nefarious groups out there that are pointing directed energy weapons at you, okay? Does that happen? Yes. That happened down in Florida. That was that case where the law enforcement officer was hit with a directed energy device. They caught the individual. He was a chef, ended up being former KGB. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we know the Russians famous in the 60s hit our embassy with radiation beams.
Correct.
So this stuff goes on.
Correct. And that's essentially kind of what we're being dealing with now with the Havana syndrome. The PSYOP, though, is that we know from our data, been covering U.S. civilians since 2010, that it's BS because it is logistically improbable and financially unsound to be having all of these victims being chased around with someone pointing some weapon at them.
Or a helicopter or drone.
Correct.
Instead, was it through the TVs, the phones, or it's already implanted in them? How's it being activated?
So it's satellite-based. That's where it's coming from. Even, you know, Dr. Cruz.
Starlink.
Correct. There's something coming from the skies, okay? That's number one. That's why when I was taking individuals 2 miles down into Granite Taverns in Jackson, California, and still detecting frequencies, we're like, how is this even possible? There's no cell phone towers out
there.
You can't get a radio. You can't get a radio signal out there. Nothing. The only way it can come is from satellite.
Deep penetration.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That might have to be like a ground penetrating radar.
Oh, 100%.
So they have ultra low frequency.
Correct.
Yeah, the same kind of technology we would use.
With submarines.
Sure, exactly. The same kind of technology, one, how submarines would communicate, and two, how we would be able to look into and try to gather intelligence on, like, a deep nuclear silo site in, like, Iran, right? It's the same technology being deployed.
Yeah, I was in Virginia Beach.
Well, let's fill people in on that, people don't know. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad's into all this, and we'd be driving from Austin, visiting family back to Dallas, and we would sometimes go to Fort Worth to see family, and he'd point out, and later I looked at what was true, he goes, that's our deep Earth communications with the submarines, and he would explain, they would have like 2-mile-long cable, it would be an X, and it sends a wave through the Earth that's basically instantaneous, like just like through water, better than a satellite, but whatever, and that's how the submarines would communicate with their own systems. Instead of sonar, it's through rock, and most of it's liquid, you know, the core, but and now they've declassified all that, but it's funny he knew about that. But so you're saying they're using that same stuff through satellites that I guess is then remagnified by the ground penetrators, and that's the control system.
Correct. And then you have the other aspects of it. It is a complete network. My background is also in network technologies.
And well, there's a whole spectrum of ultra low frequency. We know the particular, there's a bunch of frequencies.
ULF, VLF, ultra low frequencies. Then you get into infrasound, ultrasound, those frequencies. I was in Virginia Beach recently, and we happened to find a thumper signal right off the ocean. And it when we looked up who owned that frequency, it says most likely a Russian submarine.
It's like people don't know, a thumper.
A thumper is what the technologies that these submarines use, what you were just describing.
For communication.
So we call them thumpers. We call them thumpers, okay? But what was unusual about the frequencies that we were detecting is that normally in a waterfall, when we use a spectrum analyzer, you'll have a waterfall. It's a blue screen or yellow or red, depending on what color you pick. But you can see a data line on a frequency that's being detected. What we were seeing, and they're vertical, what we were seeing is a horizontal signal, never before found.
That means nonstop.
Very unique. And it was very in sync, like every 10 seconds we would see it. And I brought it to my mentor, and he says, that's a new type of thumper. And I said,
yeah, wow. Normally they just do it for communication.
Yeah. So this was covering vast spectrums in that ultra-low frequency criteria that we would typically see.
So what does that quantify? What does that mean they're doing?
Well, what it means,
I just guess it means
it's very difficult to decrypt. Yeah, that's what it means. And it's going to be, and so remember my whole...
Oh, because they're probably sitting out a bunch of garbage. That's how you, if it was a big, it means a code, like there's a bunch of garbage with it?
Well, we don't know, because you would have to decrypt it to really isolate what's being transmitted. Okay.
That's what I mean, but if you set a bunch of trash with it, then people don't know it's...
Yeah, so it's a completely encrypted. So in order to decrypt something like that, you would have to be able to capture all of that data across all of those frequency spectrums and somehow decrypt it to get the protocol. And then once you get the protocol, then you can establish what's there. But
do you have any idea what it was communicating with?
No idea. All we know is it was an observation. Another observation is all of the fish are dying on the beaches.
I was about to raise, when they do these sonar tests, it kills a bunch of whales.
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. There are thousands of fish on the beaches there in Virginia Beach, and none of the birds are eating them.
I saw that in the news.
Okay. Wow. I witnessed it myself.
First time ever. There. Yeah. When was that, a couple years ago?
No, I was just there this year.
Wow.
This year, maybe 4 months ago. And
by the way, even though there's a red tide, I've seen them. The birds, even though they get sick, they'll still eat rotten fish poison. They're not eating fish. That's unheard of.
Yeah, they're not eating the fish. And I'm going, there should be birds everywhere. So I happened to speak to a military person who confided with us and said, we've known about this. And he goes, did you notice that the fish aren't being eaten? I said, yes, I did. And he goes, it's because they're being exposed to this frequency and the birds know not to eat them somehow. The animals know. And that's a good
thing. It's documented that pigs won't eat like the GMO corn.
Well, maybe it's because in this way, it does change it from being even a fish anymore. Like we talked about this before, but they seek to recreate, mankind, seek to recreate the species on this earth. In this way, maybe it changes these fish. No, they're no longer fish anymore.
Birds have great noses like a dog, too. They're like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah, I don't know. But the bottom line is that all being exposed to this RF technology, we know that there's a read-write capability to the human minds, and there is going to come a time very shortly, and I'm being told when the implementation of 6G, that's when the whole system gets turned on.
And Trump even said a few months ago, oh, it goes deeper in the skin, which all the patents, 5G and all that, actually heats the skin. Like it's doing something different.
There's a thermodynamic response no matter of what type of RF frequency you are exposed.
All right, so I'm going to shut up. Do the deep dive. Everybody's mad at me. Go into all this, and we'll come back and get into it all.
Okay. So.
And start playing the clips whenever you're ready.
Okay. So we'll play that clip on the rewiring the brain.
The question isn't if you're being manipulated. That's already happening. The real question now is how many versions of the script have been tested just on you? Think about it. This isn't a feed. It's a behavioral lab. And you're not the audience. You're the subject. The techniques Chase Hughes exposes aren't theory anymore. They're active systems shaping what you see, what you believe, and who you become. And once you've been rewired, the worst part is, you won't even notice.
Okay, that was a short 30-second clip, but you listeners, you heard what he said, that you will be rewired and you won't be able to tell, okay? That is the seriousness of this. That is why I say that the future of your children's cognitive liberty and freedoms are at stake, okay? Yours may even be, you know, if 6G gets turned on tomorrow, you know, that, it could very well happen to you, to me, any of us. I am hopeful that I teach everyone the number one defense about this is education, being aware. So your awareness, knowing what your internal voice sounds like, knowing what your moral compass is, that is your foundation. And then I strongly believe that if the subconscious can be programmed remotely like that, why can't the subconscious, because it doesn't make interpretations, it is not discriminate, it does not have prejudices. That's why whenever it takes in any type of command or language or whatever it hears or what it's being programmed, it just takes it literally. So I've done this a couple of times, including to myself, is that I believe that you can program your own firewall. And we're looking deeper and deeper into that. But ultimately, ideally, what we want to do is make sure that we protect our cognitive liberties. But there are many states now who are starting to create laws to protect your brain from this type of intrusive technology. And, you know, I don't know how much teeth they're going to be able to have with them because this is a invisible technology, so to speak. Although we're proving that it exists with our equipment, our MI6 whistleblower we're about to disclose to the world has figured out a way to identify the signature very focally. And that is what, well, I'm going to reserve that until that day comes. But we may have a new protocol to prove to everyone out there who's suffering from this. You won't need to be taken to an expensive Faraday cage or an anechoic chamber. We'll be able to prove 100% without deniability that this is happening to you, and we're able to identify the frequency signature.
Well, and it's not partisan. You know, both the left and the right in this country, whether you are a voter or you are the politician themselves, people need to care about this because you can be manipulated.
To fight for our sovereignty, or to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get Masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the human, with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission, you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff, but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine! No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I think a politician, you know, maybe probably the most concerned about this, because not only can we see the intern that you're having sex with, that's not your wife, we can also now see the thoughts, the conspiracies, the secrets that you contractually actually are supposed to be keeping secret. Guess what? There's intelligence agencies and other private individuals who have access to this now through this technology. Jesse, the second you told me about this, I sat here thinking, this, again, is the highest threat of national security, I think, since the beginning of that term, that term's colloquial popularity. Yet we still deal with this pushback that people don't think it's real. Not only is it real, it's going into a phase, if 6G is deployed, where we may not be able to stop it.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up this point when we were in the UK last, is that election interference, well, if you wanted the holy grail of being able to manipulate an election, this is it. Just reprogram massive population sets out there, and you're guaranteed to win an election, okay? Is that freedom? Is that democracy? You know, I would think not. But I would think the majority of the world listening today would say that That's complete slavery. It's enslavement of your brain. It's enslavement of your thoughts. It's enslavement of your creativity. That's one aspect of it. Now let's talk about people who are voted into leadership, who are currently into leadership, who are maybe not exposed to this right now, but will be exposed to that into the near future. You'll be able to program those leaders. You know, I've kind of wondered, you know, President Trump has, you know, came out one way, and what we're seeing today is something completely different. You know, is he being exposed to this type of technology? We know it's being utilized now. We know there are members in Congress currently who are suffering from this. I was contacted by the head doc of a three-letter agency and said I was absolutely right, that my clients and his 338 Havana Syndrome patients had the same symptoms. He said the only difference was, and this was pre-pandemic on the cases that he was referencing, is that we were pulling out biosensors, surgically removing them, and he wanted to know more. Turns out that he also was the head doc for the mind control program for the CIA. And I found that out recently after digging a little bit deeper into who he was. But this is what the world is facing, particularly here in the United States. What our forefathers had pre-planned, never ever fathomed that technology would be able to be intrusive into the human mind, you know. And that's the criteria that we need to look at.
When you say a firewall about protecting someone's mental program, so it reminds me of, they've done thousands of studies that Bill Clinton admitted one time of mind control studies. And the way studies go, you learn something and you build upon it. You don't repeat the same study 100 times. That's just not. So I'm thinking of 1,000 built upon studies of what they know, and then to sit there and take, okay, now, there hasn't been any studies to see how to stop it, right? They're more concerned with getting their end goal. And it's just like with putting this internal bio system in there. Of course, they got thousands of compartmentalized studies and research and development they've done, but they didn't put anything into how to stop it, per se. But you're saying that you're working on a way that people, exercises possibly, that people could do at home to actually be able to protect their mental their mentalness.
You know. Self-hypnosis is not new. It's been around for a long time. And if you can learn to self-program yourself to the subconscious, to not be suggestible, to not be influenced, to not take outside information in that way that's not allowed by you, per se, given permission by you, to not listen to it, to basically program your subconscious to say, I will not intake this data, and I will refuse this data. That is type of a mental firewall that can be created. And I've seen it done with some pretty good success. So that's one aspect of this. And ultimately, you know, obviously we would want to stop this RF infiltration that's being imposed upon us. Protecting the metadata, as we talked about in series one, having laws that our metadata is our intellectual property. Because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it? Okay? Your intellectual property is being stolen, and someone else is making billions and trillions of dollars based off of your intellectual property. Let's call it for what it is, your own thoughts, okay? Your ideas. You know, trade secrets, all that's going to be out the window. And anything that you create is now going to be the property of someone else. Okay? This AI God system that Elon Musk talks about. So that's what I'm referencing.
Well, and certainly, what are some things, obviously, other than being discernful of this, that you can do to build up a firewall?
Exactly what I said. You basically being able to get into a hypnotic state where you program your subconscious, your own subconscious, to not allow these other influences to affect you. Now, you would come up you would actually have to be very strategic about how you do this, because you want to be careful how the language is said to yourself. Because remember, the subconscious does not discern or make judgment. It just takes in that information and it acts on it, okay? Where the conscious mind is that filter where it says, okay, based on everything that I've learned from childhood to now, I can say whether I believe that or not believe that, whether it's true or not true. The subconscious does not have that ability. And that's why this technology is dangerous. And they know this. This is, you know, what they disclose. That's why what Alice in Wonderland was all about, that technique, is because they knew that they could elicit confusion, and I called message units, so I can overstimulate you and confuse you and then put in a directive into your subconscious, and your subconscious is going to take it no matter what.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so okay. That's the whole idea.
Are there things that make it less effective? I know we talked to Rafe, he said that he was advised, like, not eat salad. Like, you know, stay off a certain diet because we won't be able to intrude on your brain any further.
You know, I don't know about the dietary stuff. That's not my expertise. I know, you know, Rafe did touch on, they were told to take silicates during that exposure in 2016, if you remember the interview. And he was wondering why. He didn't know why. He didn't get it until we talked about the zeolite Z. When we talked about the zeolite Z, then Rafe goes, oh, that's why we were being told to take the silicates. Because that's another, you're asking, well, how do we defend ourselves? That's another way. If you can program your subconscious to create your own firewall, start doing the healthy things, like taking the zeolite Z, exercising. We know that sweat gets this stuff out of us.
Well, that's right. For anything in the universe, God's got a counter to it. You guys should briefly tell the story of how you met.
I was doing a study in the United Kingdom where David Icke actually had allowed his production team to freely, and they ended up completing a documentary testing Bluetooth signal emissions from the human body. And when we're looking at a computer, a phone can do Bluetooth signals, a phone can do 100 other things, but when you're looking at it as a computer, you wouldn't really measure it with a Bluetooth signal, and in this case, Masterpiece's effectiveness at reducing those signals. Jesse got a hold of me. He was very direct and blunt, and he said, that's not enough. What you're doing is not going to is not some type of answer that you want to broadcast as some type of solution and so forth. And I said, well, we've done graphene oxide testing and different things like that. And I said, well, can you just look at the information? And he was willing to look at it, and they were in double-blinded format, so they're scientific fact. And I said, my study coordinator is available if you'd like to talk with her about the way we've done these tests and so forth. And so I was transparent, obviously, and a little bit later he said, hey, why don't you send me some of that stuff and we'll take a peek. And he didn't get back to me for about a month, and then he did, and he said, hey, people are saying it's working. And for him, he was working too. I think I remember something like he was getting spots in his eyes, different things that was happening, and they had gone away. And then I think he stopped taking it, and they came back, then he started taking it again, it went away, and so forth.
And now since then, you've done official studies,
well, yeah,
scanning people and then doing the test, 70%
yes,
reduction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we end this today, look, we've done it before. We could show old B-roll of me like a year ago, but we should scan everybody again.
Okay, yeah, that's
absolutely
not a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we agreed that doing a study where we were going to see if the silicon-based electronic circuitry harmonic strength could actually be reduced. And, you know, we just ended up through trying to find truth and trying to help people. Our missions collided, and that's really what happened.
Explain the devices you use. You've also gone to universities and done this in Europe. Explain what's happening. You were saying decades ago, we weren't even picking this up. Now it's almost everybody.
Correct, yeah. So
how are they getting us to the air?
Well, through our MI6 whistleblower, who, you know, is a chemist out of Oxford, he had said that this is in our entire ecosystem. So, you know, when you say air, you know, let's just say everything, air, water. He says it's in our grasses and our trees. He says if you test any of these organisms.
They call it microplastic.
Yeah, it's in everything is what he said.
My name is Rafe Hassel. I'm a British citizen. After graduating from Oxford University with a degree in chemistry, I went abroad for about 12 to 13 years. A decade of that time was spent in the Middle East, East Africa, and to an extent, Asia. During that time, I worked for a number of organizations ranging from the US Department of State as a contractor. And in 2015 or thereabouts, at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I was coerced into becoming an intelligence asset here in the United Kingdom. The work, in inverted commas, that I've been doing involved a lot of technology that became known as related to Havana syndrome. It took me years to recover, but I was fortunate enough to do so, and I'm fortunate that I didn't die. I had an enormous range of health problems after this, and including stage 3 bowel cancer. So I had to have half my bowel removed. I went through chemotherapy. I lost hair. I had huge skin problems at the end of 2018. I could barely see.
When you said you started to lose your eyesight, your hair, and so forth,
yeah,
that was prior to the chemotherapy.
Yes, that is it was definitely prior to the chemotherapy. So it did something physiologically, for example, in that instance, to my eyes, but also I have had dreadful hearing problems ever since. And I, as I say, I lost hair on my head, which has grown back. I lost hair in patches all over my body. I lost extreme amounts of weight. I became anemic. And then that was when I learned that I had, bowel cancer. And the conclusion that I've come to is that it is a singular system for surveillance based, probably based on, microwave phase interferometry. That is an incredibly powerful non-line of sight surveillance system. However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
Are you able to describe how this system is installed?
Well, I think in my case, I was a previous generation of technology. So in my case, it is a dental implant of which I can provide you the notes. There are several flavors of this technology. It is not just for surveillance, which you can, you know, mess around with someone should you want to. But there are fairly brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitate. There's absolutely no motive, for example, to survey you or to understand what you're thinking. It is literally there to turn you into a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And that is what I understand is the really devastating, I mean, it can be fatal as well, technology.
Have you heard of that? Have you seen that technology being used?
Yes, it has been used against me. And in fact, beginning of October in 2016, I had what I then came to understand was a common attack vector, which is that I was at the sink, and I think that's been the case of a number of people who have reported. I was washing my hands, so clearly there is conductive effect, metal sink, and so on. And then suddenly, I just heard the crackle of electricity around the back of my head, presumably something like the Frey effect, maybe, I don't know. But it was incredibly powerful, and it knocked me to the floor. I couldn't breathe. I managed to make it to a different level of the house, and I waited for it to pass. And that was my introduction, let me say, to the alternative version. And that was not by my own government. All of these technologies have the ability to be reconstructed or reconfigured for other purposes. And so in my view, absolutely. And I think that if certainly everything in the microwave and millimeter wave bands, I mean, it's quite common knowledge, LRADs, you know, we see these systems in the street, you know, is it such a great leap of, a great assumption to say that, we could repurpose towers that already broadcast in similar frequencies to do similar things to the effects we see elsewhere? I don't think so. And certainly, you know, with satellite systems and bringing 5G in the case of, for example, SpaceX, That's beaming down to your mobile handset. There is no denying that you have space to individual person communications, signaling. It was also made clear to me that there are non-toxic substances that can be ingested that increase your ability to act as an electrode, essentially. It improves the quality factor of transmission or whatever it may be. Those materials have been known about for some time. And so it doesn't strike me as strange. I think what's new is not the ability to turn someone into a better human antenna, but the ability to do other things. So, for example, in the past where you may ingest a substance that improves the quality of your bioelectromagnetic field, but that's it. And yes, okay, you can scan that for electronic signatures, be it, you know, brain waves, be it your heart rate, be it anything that you could potentially think of as a human producing in the course of its natural life processes. That requires a lot of work, but what can you do to that person? That's more limited. Well, it's limited to the radio frequencies, the types of effects that you might be able to project to that person. However, with the nanotechnology being as it is, and I'm not familiar with it, I'll be clear that this isn't part of my experience. This is something that's come on later. I understand that the technology for using nanomaterials is such that with certain frequency changes, you can get nanostructures and particles to do activities, i.e. warm someone up who has hypothermia. That's a real thing. To release chemicals or to release drugs. That's another peer-reviewed, a known facet of nanotechnology within the human biome. So I think it opens up a new door of possibilities for this equipment. It's the next level, next generation of technology.
But to get to how I met Matt, when they did that Bluetooth study, I just said, hey, you might want to reconsider your conclusion that the zeolite is what caused those MAC addresses that you were detecting to disappear, okay? Because I know from my work that they can remotely turn it on and off, okay? So if it stops transmitting, then you can theoretically not get a MAC address. And I said, and he goes, well, what do you suggest? And I said, well, you're gonna need a nonlinear junction test because that will check for semiconductive areas.
What's a nonlinear junction test?
So a nonlinear junction is this device here. It was developed by an aeronautics engineer. And as crazy as this sounds, this was designed to test for rust on airplanes. Mm. Okay?
Because you can't see the rust. Sometimes it's inside the structure.
It's inside, yeah.
Yeah. And so what this does, it sends out a harmonic to test to see if there's any oxidation. It's a couple harmonics. That's you'll get a third harmonic if there's oxidation.
So it's like radar or sonar.
It sends out a frequency.
So it bounces back, or
it bounces back. So what they discovered though is not only did it find rust, but it could find electronic components that had silicon. Okay, and silicon is in every electronic component out there. Doesn't matter what it is. They need silicon in order for a semiconductor to be stable. Otherwise, it would just fall apart. And so what they discovered, though, is even if the electronic component was on or off, it would find it. Hmm. Okay? So this is why I said to
him. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, I said to him.
Does that mean silicon's a transceiver?
So this will send out three harmonics. The first harmonic it sends out, it'll detect whether there's silicon-based conductivity, okay? And that reflection will come back, and it'll tell me the percentage of that silicon detection harmonic. And then it'll send out another one, okay? And now it's testing for metal or oxidation. If I get that back as a third harmonic, then I know I have a semiconductor that either has oxidation happening or metal. If I were to turn this on right now, as we continue to talk, is now demonstrate on camera what this does. Is, for example, this cell phone here.
Let's get the camera in closer, man.
Okay. Has, we know, has electronic components in it. Okay. Okay. So when I put this over that, you'll see a second harmonic and a third harmonic response. Okay. That first harmonic is saying there's definitely silicon semiconductor material here. Okay. There is no doubt. Okay. Now that third harmonic response at 50% is telling me there's also metal in this. Okay. That's why they made this for the aeronautics industry, but then they discovered it was finding electronic components. Now, when you put this around the human body, okay, you would expect not to get anything because there should be no semiconductors whatsoever in the human body. But I know through my work, and this is why I wanted to help Matt, because I said, you're risking a lot by making that conclusion. And if you do that conclusion, it could cost you everything.
And for the record, that's the only study that we didn't push for publication. I immediately halted.
I see you sitting there on that couch every damn day watching the fight, but never throwing a punch for the cause. We're in the ring for you. Now you get in it for us.
I don't got a lot of money, but I give what I can. These bottles right here, they fuel the fight. Alex is out there swinging for us. Least I can do is swing back. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Of course, we got to have the champ on the show.
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3% to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.